Bloomberg Brief, news, market data, and expert commentary from the world's most trusted economists and analysts.
Good morning. Let's talk sustainable finance this morning with Siobhan Wagner of the Bloomberg Brief on that subject. And Siobhan, good morning. When it comes to sustainability, it seems Donald Trump is making news almost every day. The most significant, perhaps, his naming of Rex Tillerson, the CEO of ExxonMobil, as his Secretary of State, and he's nominated former Texas Governor Rick Perry, who also has ties to the oil industry, as his Energy Secretary. What does it mean for the clean energy agenda in the U.S. to have two cabinet picks with oil backgrounds?
Hi, Bob. So most relevant to the clean energy agenda in the U.S. will be President-elect Trump's pick for Energy Secretary. And while Perry is from an oil state, he also comes from a big wind energy state as well. The state actually ranks the first in the country for both installed and under construction wind capacity. This is according to the American Wind Energy Association. And that's quite interesting. It's something you might assume more with a blue state like California or whatever. Actually, according to AWEA statistics again, Texas gets about 12.14% of its energy from wind. And I guess the kind of optimistic point of view looking at this is that, Rick Perry saw this kind of like wind boom kind of happen in his time when he was governor of Texas. When he took over from former President George W. Bush in 2000, Texas had about 210 megawatts of wind power. The state now has almost 19,000. And a lot of that was fueled by legislation that Perry signed requiring the state to increase its clean energy usage and transmission lines to connect remote wind farms to the grid. And, some clean energy experts have told Bloomberg News this week that it's a good sign that Trump's energy pick is from a wind state, as he, know the technology works. To make a quick note on Rex Tillerson, I was actually speaking about Exxon with former Vice President Al Gore last year. And, Gore obviously now being a big climate activist, and he was saying that, while he disagreed with Exxon's business model, the company has been anticipating that there's going to be this shift towards a low-carbon economy. Exxon actually has factored in a carbon price as high as $80 a ton when it's evaluating future investments. So, whether that all stops now, I don't know, but, the company has definitely been, considering this issue.
Well, when you talk about Rick Perry's state being a wind state, I thought Perry was viewed as a climate skeptic.
Yeah, he did in a 2010 book kind of accuse scientists of manipulating climate change data. And when he, campaigned for president in 2011, he said he wanted to eliminate multiple federal agencies, including the Energy Department. As was kind of pointed out in a Bloomberg News article this week, he did push in 2005 to expedite 18 new coal plants in Texas. Environmental groups sued, though, and blocked the construction of all but two. But, even if you kind of like strip out the climate argument from renewable energy, it is starting to make sense now on just based on economics. There was a report that came out from Bloomberg New Energy Finance at the end of October that showed that the cost of producing energy from onshore wind fell 16% over this year. Actually, funny enough, when you look across the U.S., the cheapest place for to produce wind is actually in Perry's home state of Texas.
All right. Siobhan Wagner from the Bloomberg Brief on Sustainable Finance. You can read her analysis and other news, market data, and expert commentary from the world's most trusted economists and analysts in the Bloomberg Brief digital newsletters.